This is Trip or Treat, written by Nari, read by Mistborn Hero, a Spy X Family fanfic rated for general audience, featuring the characters Lloyd Forger, Jory Briar Forger, Anya Forger, and Bond. It is tagged for Halloween, Halloween Customs, Trick or Treat. Family fluff. Anya bursts into the door after getting home with more than usual enthusiasm. Bond trotted over to greet her.
Papa, Mama, we're having a Halloween party at school tomorrow and I need a costume for the trick or treat.
Trick or treat, Lloyd corrected. Nuh-uh, Anya said, shaking her head.
You go up to the house and say trip or treat. If they don't give you candy, you're allowed to trip them.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Oh, Jar said, thrown off momentarily by the sudden request. It was short notice, but as always, she didn't want to disappoint Anya or Lloyd.
Well, we should be able to come up with something. What would you like to go as?
A spy, Anya answered with determination.
Lloyd looked up from his paper. That costume might not be very interesting. Spies try to blend in and look just like everyone else.
A spy like Bondman, with a coat and a mask, Anya explained, as if maybe her father was a little bit slow. And a pistol!
You can't take a pistol to school, Lloyd said. Not even a toy one. Think of another costume.
An assassin?
Anya said, hopefully. Jor went wide-eyed.
What does an assassin look like? She asked, trying to keep the mood light.
An assassin's really pretty, like a princess, but she has a knife and she's really brave and scary too, Anya explained.
Jar blushed, smiling.
No knives, Lloyd protested. Wouldn't you like to be a regular princess without a knife?
Anya shook her head.
Becky's already going to be a princess and everyone would just think I was copying her.
Ah, said Lloyd thoughtfully. What else could you be? What do you like most, apart from spies? That was how, after Anya was in bed, Jor and Lloyd found themselves working on assembling a papier-mâché peanut costume.
I could have gone out to the store and bought one, Lloyd said, his hands dripping as he dunked piece after piece of newspaper in the sticky paste.
Oh no, that wouldn't do, Jar insisted. I think the other children will know if a costume is store-bought, especially if it looks cheap. Anya's schoolmates will all have wonderful costumes, I'm sure.
It's funny, Lloyd said. When I was little, having a costume brought from a store would have been the height of luxury. None of our families could have afforded something we could only wear a day and then throw away.
Lloyd never talked much about his childhood, and Jor was fascinated to hear more, so she tried to keep him talking.
I used to make costumes for Jory, but he always wanted to be something scary, a ghost or a vampire. It wasn't very difficult to put a sheet over his head or a little red lipstick for blood.
What did you like to dress up as?
Oh, one year I was a pirate, another I was a cowboy, another a bank robber. I loved getting to pretend to be someone else for a day, Lloyd said, reminiscing fondly. My mother used to make my costumes, and she always did a wonderful job. You're right that having a homemade costume is special, even if it is not perfect. I hope that Anya will remember this someday and know how much her mother cared for her.
Her father, too, Jor said, blushing slightly.
You're doing a wonderful job, Lloyd. Now, she said, hastily changing the subject and wiping her hands on a cloth, let's let it dry for a while, and then we can paint it. I'm sure the look on Mrs. Anya's face will be worth all the hard work. It was well after midnight when they finished, and Lloyd and Jor wound up falling asleep, exhausted, on the floor and the couch, respectively. At around dawn, they woke up to a scene of utter chaos. Newspaper was everywhere, the peanut costume had been demolished, and Bond had some paint around his mouth. He didn't even have the good grace to look guilty, just fool.
Oh no! Jor cried. It's all ruined! Bad dog, Bond!
Lloyd took a deep breath. It's all right, he said, trying to maintain his calm. It was our own fault for leaving it where the dog could reach it. We'll just have to think of something else. Quickly, let's clean up the mess before Anya sees it.
As they hastily tidied up the debris from the peanut, Jor thought hard about what kind of costume they could put together quickly. A ghost would be simple, but she didn't think Anya would like it very much. Then a bright idea occurred to her.
Lloyd, if you keep cleaning, I know what to make for Anya's costume.
She grabbed some of Anya's craft supplies, paper, glitter, glue, and retreated into her room. By the time Anya woke up and wandered out of her bedroom, groggy and rubbing her eyes, Lloyd had breakfast ready and greeted her with a smile that didn't quite match his anxious thoughts. Fortunately, before she could ask too many questions like, where's the peanut? And what happened to the peanut?
Jor emerged with an armful of something that sparkled.
Miss Anya, I'm sorry that the peanut didn't work out, she said, but I hope you like this costume even more. You're going to be Starlight Anya.
She held up a simple black dress to which she had fastened a half dozen glittering gold stars and a little star-shaped headdress made of pipe cleaners. Anya's eyes lit up, even brighter than the stars on her dress.
I love it, Mama! It's so beautiful, even better than a peanut!
Lloyd sighed with relief. Halloween was saved, and he had Jor's quick wits to thank for it. Maybe he ought to buy her a gift. Some candy, perhaps, or chocolate. That was something normal people did at Halloween, wasn't it? He thought it probably was. Over on the couch where he was dozing, Bond's dreams were peaceful, knowing that he had saved Anya from tripping down the stairs in her cumbersome peanut costume, breaking her leg and failing her exams as a result. Now the future looked much brighter.
Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Potoween. I think I picked the prompt black because Anya's dress is black and I needed something to feel black. So, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I thought it was adorable. And please remember to drink some water today.
Found themselves working on assembling a puppy. It wasn't very difficult to put the... It wasn't very difficult... Or a little red lisp...